One of Sheridan's biggest pride and joys is its main street. For years, it's become known for drawing in tourists and residents alike. Now the city is considering making a big change to see if it can improve its award-winning downtown. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler has more.
Sheridan's Main Street is the heart of the city. There's a historic theater, shops, and restaurants that really show off its Western heritage. It's the place where the community gathers for festivals and events. And now, it might be changing. Since mid-August, Sheridan has been testing the idea of reconfiguring its Main Street. The redesign changed the number of lanes on Main Street from 4 lanes to 2 with a center turn lane. And it also added a 4-foot buffer zone between parked cars and traffic lanes. Brian Craig is Sheridan's community development director. He says community leaders started talking last year about ways to transform Main Street and make downtown a place residents and visitors want to spend more time.
That's the main overarching theme is placemaking, community building, making sure that we had a place that not only visitors like to come and hang out, but also our community can really get behind and be proud of.
For the past year or so, Sheridan and the Wyoming Department of Transportation joined forces to make the experiment a reality. And it's been exciting for both parties to work on the plans. YDOT District Engineer Scott Taylor says this is the first time a reconfiguration test like this has been performed on a state highway.
It's pretty cool because it's kind of groundbreaking for the city of Sheridan and YDOT to at least attempt something like this.
After several weeks of living with the new configuration, the city and YDOT revealed the results of their surveys and data from the test at a public meeting. District Traffic Engineer Michelle Edwards says the change didn't cause many drivers to avoid Main Street, though they did feel some impact.
It really appeared to function pretty adequately during our peak periods, but we did see queues back up into the intersections every once in a while, usually related to someone making a parallel parking maneuver close to an intersection.
Edwards says a few other issues came up too. The new buffer zone was striped to kind of look like a bike lane, which led to a lot of confusion. She says if the idea goes through, they'll look at different ways to stripe it. And they'll figure out a better way to merge cars on the north end of Main. Beyond traffic impacts, the city also wanted to gauge how residents felt about the changes. Brian Craig with the city says the results are mostly positive.
We got great results, close to 1,000 responses, close to 2/3 positive. And of the remaining, it was 7 or 8% neutral. So only a little less than 30% were negative or didn't want to see the test continue permanently.
Craig says most of the positive responses say it's safer to be downtown, whether that's walking or parking. Some business owners say their customers are mostly in favor of it and that it's safer for kids or people with disabilities to get in and out of parked cars and get into their shops. PJ Tridy owns Bighorn Design Studio on Main Street. He says he's in favor of the change.
Watching people now come downtown, the traffic is a little bit slower, but we seem to think that that's actually a better thing. People are looking around, seeing the businesses.
There are also concerns about the slower pace and that traffic backs up when someone is taking too long to parallel park. Now, the city and YDOT have to think about whether a permanent change is the right solution. And if it is, the big question is when to do it. YDOT is planning to resurface Main Street in 2023, and Craig says that plays into what could happen next.
The three options are do it as soon as possible when the numbers and the ability and the material arrives, do it in 2023, or leave it as the 4-lane.
If the city decided to change the road before the resurfacing, it could cost anywhere between $50,000 to more than $200,000. But if the city waits, YDOT says it could likely pick up some of the tab, and the city could also try to qualify for grant money. YDOT says they need a decision from the community by March 1st. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.